Good morning and you're welcome to your Beyond Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to another time in the presence of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's our time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive deep into the deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord always has something to tell us each and every single day. The question is, are you ready to listen? Are you ready to obey? If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the message, share the link with somebody today, and be a partaker of today's blessing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejavi Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 16th day in the month of January, 2025. It's a beautiful Thursday and we'll be looking at a topic that says Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 3. Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 3. Our aim for today is aim 24 from our Open Heaven Manual. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 1 to chapter 4. Exodus from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24, which says, The slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Proverbs 19, verse 24. The slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Our Bible reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 4 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 4 to 11. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 4 it reads, Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider our ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer or ruler, provides our supplies in the summer and gathers our food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, As I conclude my discussion on the forces that can obstruct a person's progress, I want you to know that the real wall of Jericho hindering people's progress may actually be they themselves, and not necessarily a spiritual force or a relationship. No matter how much support such people get in order to progress in life, if they have certain bad habits or traits, they will still not make progress. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" The answer to the above question is we ourselves. Even if the Almighty God is for you, you must ensure that you are not against yourself. Certain negative traits can make a fellow walk against himself or herself in the journey of life. These traits are hindrances to progress. For example, laziness is a great hindrance to progress. King Solomon, considered by many to be one of the wisest people who ever lived, said in Proverbs 6, from verse 10 to 11, "He has a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as a harmed man." When we were building what has now become the Redemption City, I knew some people who worked with us who were lazy. If only they were hardworking, considering all the work that was done then, they would have been very wealthy by now. Nobody wants to give opportunities to a lazy fellow. This is because lazy people will eventually raise the opportunities that are given to them. Another trait that can be a wall of Jericho to a person is talkativeness. Proverbs 29 verse 26, "That a fool has more hope for tomorrow than the one who is always quick to talk." This honesty is yet another trait that can be a wall of Jericho to a fellow and hinder ease or success. This is because nobody will trust people who lack integrity to handle sensitive responsibilities. Jesus Christ said in Luke 16 verse 10 that whoever is faithful in a little will have more committed into his or her hands. If you say one thing and turn around to do something completely opposite, it will be difficult for you to have access to the things that you have been asking and trusting God for. Beloved, be wise. Don't be the wall of Jericho in the path of your progress. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, ask the Holy Spirit to help you let go of any habit or trait that can hinder your progress. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you let go of any habit or trait that can hinder your progress. Pray this prayer this morning. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Keep praying this prayer and keep asking for help from the Holy Spirit, and He will surely give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you been blessed by this open heaven? I urge you to also be a blessing to somebody today. Win a soul to Christ. Bring somebody to the fold of God. And by sharing this message, I assure you, you might just be saving a soul. So I wanted to share this message. Let somebody out there know that there are words of encouragement from the Lord each and every single day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. This episode of our show runs every single day. You can share the link, and if you want to share this message, you can visit our website on www.lordpraisefathersradio.com. Visit the podcast, visit the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Visit any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisefathersradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app. It's your radio station on the go, your online radio station where you can enjoy amazing gospel entertainment. throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.